I'd like to welcome everyone this morning to our Ministry Fair Sunday 2012. We do this once a year. It is Labor Day weekend this weekend. It's a good time to have that. Just a reminder to everyone about this. As Ken mentioned, I'm John Zifku. I'm the executive director here at this church. I oversee the various ministry groups, different supervisors that do a lot of work here. And so pray for me and for all the leaders here at the church. We're going to focus on serving this morning. It's a time we're going to take to talk about opportunities here for people to serve and also share the benefits of different ministries. Afterwards, we're going to encourage everyone to come downstairs. We've set up tables downstairs with booths, and different people have made some really nice designs on them and great time of fellowship as well. So if you are interested in some of the things we're going to share and you want to plug in, this is a great opportunity. You may even wonder about benefits for yourself. If you have children that are interested in Pioneer Clubs or youth events or men's or ladies' events that are upcoming, please come downstairs after the service. You know, the Bible talks a lot about serving. It really does. We are, if you do a search on the word servant in the Bible, it's amazing that there are actually 767 verses in the entire Bible that talk about being a servant. Jesus talked a lot about this. Many of his stories that he gave or parables dealt with servants. It wasn't just about just fellowship. It wasn't just about worship, but there was a lot of elements to actually practically helping people. One of the verses in the Bible, this is where Jesus was speaking, is found in Matthew 20:28. And Jesus was sharing here and says, just as the Son of Man, referring to himself, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is an amazing statement coming from our Lord Jesus Christ, who did not come here to have people serve him, but he served. If you look at his life and the different stories in the Bible, it's amazing the many ways he took time to minister to people and help them in so many ways. During this presentation, we'll also have different leaders sharing. So let's share a little bit about the structure we've set up at this church. We have broken up all our ministries into groups. And if you could put that slide up of the various groups we have here, which is our next slide, Ken. I can't see that at the back, so I don't know what you did there, because I like to follow it. So I'll have to look this way. We have facilities, education, outreach, fellowship, worship, KWCF Cares, administration, discipleship, small groups, and assimilation. So I'm going to go through these briefly just to share about different ministries and give you a little bit of update on them. I hope that it encourages you to want to participate. I really don't want this to come across as a presentation to make it so business-like. I hope it comes alive to you as you are watching this and hearing this. And I really hope that you would have your heart open to have God speak to you to different areas. We all are gifted in different ways. We all have different interests, different passions, different abilities. That's the way we're made. And as a family here in this church and in any church, we want to use them and corporately do things together. So we'll start with the first ministry, which is facilities. Paul Brazeau is the facilities director here at this church. He oversees the area of maintenance, janitorial, cleanup, workdays, grounds, and equipment maintenance. So if you are this is open to both men and women. If you are gifted in the areas of being able to fix things and you enjoy working with your hands and making things, Paul could certainly use your help, and there's a booth downstairs for that. The next area is education. And what we cover there is our youth ministry, and our youth director is David Nikolic, and our children's director is Kay Miles. She oversees Children's Church with Marcia Henderson. We have a nursery preschool program with Mel Halbert. Pioneer Clubs that meet here Wednesday nights with Barbara Hadley, and Vacation Bible School. I was watching a video this week, and amazing statistic that a majority of people in this world, by the age of 13, develop a lot of their beliefs. And it's important we reach the young kids today. I can speak from my own example, being raised in the church. I can speak from my own children, having had them involved in pioneer clubs and children's church. And it's made a difference in their life as they grow up. So if you have children, please sign them up for pioneer clubs. Come downstairs, find out when they're happening, what it's all about. Help out in these things, and in nursery and in children's church. Our next category is outreach fellowship, which encompasses a lot of missions and activities towards those outside the church and within the church. Ozzie and Brenda Felker are the outreach fellowship directors. Life in Balance is our weekly radio program that Rachel Miles helps in terms of preparing the CDs and stuff for people that call in. We have an Alpha program starting this coming January with Ted Nellis. It's a great opportunity if you have friends, neighbors, family members that don't know much about Christianity or are investigating this. It's a great program. Bring them out to this. Sign them up for that. Talk to Ted after the service downstairs, and they need helpers too for that. Missions, we are looking for someone to head that up, which is mostly missions outside of this church, going to other countries perhaps. Bridge Builders, we're going to have a little update from Barbara in a second. Cafe Connect is once a month. We have between services a coffee time. And so if you're interested in that, see Andy and Susan Macer. Events, our church picnic, Glenn and Don Marshall, and other events at the church. Our next slide. We have the men's program. Roger Bowman has this up. We have men's breakfasts and then the pit stop with Bill Keel. And the men's breakfast, as is mentioned, is actually this coming Saturday, so sign up for that. Ladies' events, Beth Schilling oversees that. We have the Well coming up. Events with Lisbeth. There's a ladies' events coming up in a few weeks. Mothers of Preschools, great program. If you're a mother with preschool kids or you have neighbors that are mothers with preschool kids, great opportunity to share the gospel with them. Secret Sisters, where the ladies have a secret name and they give cards or gifts throughout the year. Baby Hamper, Brenda Felker takes care of that. Young Adults, different events throughout the year. Johnny and Courtney Zivku had that up, and a seniors program we're looking to implement as well. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come on up and share a little bit about Bridge Builders. We had a great event this past weekend, reaching out to community with the backpack program she'll give you an update on.
Thank you. We are the Bridge Builders, and we do outreach into the community through various events. And we just finished our Bridge Builders backpack missions. We reached 76 families and 190 kids with backpacks, which actually included a Bible and a day timer from the Bible League of Canada. And our mission really is to bridge people that don't know the Lord to a place where they can come learn about the Lord, which would be our church. It started after 40 days of community. And we actually started with our first event was building a bridge in Laos for a community that actually needed a real bridge to go from their village to the other side of a river that gets flooded every year. So from that inception, we have grown to help with the food bank and their food drives in the spring and the fall. The House of Friendship potato blitz that they run as well, and some other things. And we're looking for some fresh ideas, some people excited about reaching into the community to share the love of God through a tangible means, but then that those people would also have a link back to the Lord through our church. So if this interests you in joining our committee, we'd love to have you join. If it interests you just to sign up for events that you would like to participate, if it works into your schedule, when those are available, please come down to the booth and learn more and sign up. Thanks.
Thank you, Barbara. Our next category or group of ministry is the area of worship, I believe that's going to be brought up. Ken McDonald's our worship pastor, and he oversees the Sunday morning services, our Wednesday night encounter night, which we have here Wednesdays, the choir, which he is looking to start up with different productions here throughout the church. So if you enjoy singing, please sign up for that. Multimedia and video is Mark Charette. Lighting, drama ministry, audio is Stephanie Steffler. Promotion, reaching out to the community by means of advertising. Our communion ministry, which is Paul and Betty Brazeau. Our baptism ministry, which is Jerry and Debbie Richardson. And the sign in the front, which is Wayne Martin. All great practical means to get involved in the worship side of this church. I'm going to ask Mark Charette if he wants to share a little bit about multimedia and video, an important ministry here.
Hello, everybody. So basically, I just want to talk really quickly about the multimedia ministry. Basically, that consists of everything you see on the screens this on Sunday mornings, from the slides, like the sermon slides, to the worship lyrics, all that stuff. Right now, there's a special need in that ministry for volunteers, just to a lack of people we have right now. It's important, otherwise no one would be seeing what's going on up there. So if you feel it's in your heart to join that this ministry, it'd be really needed. It's a great ministry for people that are wanting just to start off in a ministry in the church. You don't need a lot of experience or really any experience to actually get started on it. If you just have a creative side or artistic, that's a great asset to have. It'll help you to do things like matching colors, make things look really nice on the screen, and it also, just to keep in mind, all these ministries can count towards your high school community service hours if you are in high school. So yeah, just if you wanted more information, you can come downstairs and sign up, and we'll get you hooked up. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark. Our next category is KWCF Cares Ministry, a very practical ministry in meeting needs of people here at the church, people that may be experiencing some difficulties in some area. Bill and Holly Keel take care of the KWCF Cares. They're the Cares Directors. They oversee the Stevens Ministry, and Bill will share shortly a little bit about that. We have the Meals Ministry, which is Stephanie Steffler, the Helps Ministry, Pauline Colburn, and Hospital Visitation, which is George and Veronica Fear. And we also have Benevolence for those that need, again, a practical help, and Cards Ministry, Luba Piquet. I really appreciate this ministry. There's a lot of great stories that could be shared, but I know Bill's going to just come up and share a little overview of the Stevens Ministry. Come on up, Bill.
Thanks, John. We just, Holly and I, like to really thank the congregation and the people who are involved in Stephen's ministry for the commitment over the last year and the support. It's been almost overwhelming. It's been a very important part of our life for the last year. We've invested, between the Stephen ministers that are being trained and ourselves, we've invested about 800 hours in training and education to get things off the ground. So far, we've impacted about 31 families in different ways. We send out cards. We have people spend an hour a week with somebody that needs some support for grief, new family, or new baby in the house, all the situations which stress a family, stress a person. That's where the Stephen ministers come in. They don't counsel. They come alongside, listen, help you work through your own ideas of how to solve the problem, and it's a great ministry. We also have, of course, Stephanie. She takes care of the meals and does a great job. Pauline is setting up a helps or a practical help ministry, and she'll be downstairs, and you can talk to her about what she was trying to do with that. We want to emphasize this year, this is an ongoing thing, you know. Each year somebody moves away or decides they've got something else that they've got to do, and we lose some people. So we'll be training a new group each year to sort of fill in the gaps and keep the ministry strong. We'll start this year about the middle of October. It's 20 weeks of one night a week to do the training. We need men and women, particularly this year. We need men. We found out that there were more men in need of Stephen ministers than we thought there would be. And we've only got three right now, so and they're all working. So if any of you guys feel that you could help us out there, we would be more than happy to have you come down and talk to us at the booth. Anyone who wants to be a Stephen minister, and I think the ones that have gone through the program, Zena, Veronica, George, you're going to be blessed more than you could ever think. I know Holly and I have been. I know these people have been. You learn things. No longer will you stand in a line at a funeral home and not know what to say. This is what we really work on, is how to handle grief, how to handle stress, how to deal with people. And you come away with knowledge that you would not, it would take you years of reading to try and do it. It really, really is worthwhile. So we hope you come down and talk to us. We'd be happy to get you signed up. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Bill. One other aspect we didn't mention in the first service, we are a partner church with Celebrate Recovery. It's a great ministry that meets weekly and helps people going through different aspects of their life that are difficult. So we do support that as a church as well. Our next category would be the administration side, I believe. And Beth Schilling is our church administrator. She oversees the area of office, computers, office equipment, phone system. Ron Boot Scholarship Fund, helping those people going to post-secondary education. Website, Jonathan Zifku manages that. The bulletin, the information technology side of the church is taken care of by Armin Darmstadt. The kitchen ministry, Ruth Ann Bowman, security. Database management, seasonal decor is Pat Pietto. And the cleaning is Julie McDonald. The next category is the area of discipleship small groups. Ken McDonald is going to be taking on this role of Discipleship Small Groups Director. You'll hear more about this in the coming weeks. The Diamond Development Program here, which is a great program to help you grow and develop. And Small Groups, Foundation Class, Financial Peace University. It's a great course offered here by Mark Waddell, dealing with our finances. Our Prayer Ministry, we have a weekly encounter meeting here Wednesday nights, which we take time for prayer. But Julie McDonald and a group also meet during the week on another night and pray for specific needs. And our Valiant Men Ministry is Josh Halbert. Our next category is assimilation, which I oversee, which is connecting people here at the church. We have our greeters, which is Don and Glenn Marshall, overseeing that. The information booth, which is Ruth Ann Bowman. We have parking ministry, ushering ministry, and we have a newcomers reception ministry as well. So those are all the ministries here at this church. I mean, I've listed names of people that headed up, but really, there's a lot of other people involved in these ministries helping out with them. So we don't want to forget any of you. You know, I was just checking all the ministries when I was tallying all this up. And do you know that there's over 60 ministries here at the church? 60 ministries, that's a lot of ministry that's happening. You know, there's so many things from the time you walk in the door to the time you leave that there's ministries that have taken care of things. There's children, there's youth events. And so we want to ask you to participate and help us. If you're not involved in a ministry or if you feel led to participate in another ministry as well, please come downstairs and find out more about this. So I'm going to ask Ken if he would come and take care of the rest of the service. Thank you for hearing me this morning. I hope it has been an encouragement to you, not just educational, but an encouragement and motivates you to want to sign up. Thanks again.